Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. So what's wrong with being selfish? Is selfish so bad? How many times have you questioned if you are being selfish because you said no to someone, because you decided to take a trip solo, because you need time away, right? An evening away, because you said no thank you, you know, to add another thing onto your plate. What's wrong with being selfish? I was coaching a client this morning and this came up and I was like, well, this comes up a lot, right? And it comes up in my head too. Not as much now because I have worked on this for so long, but a lot of us struggle with the idea of selfish being bad. Selfish is taking care of self, right? Taking care of self can look different for different people at different times. It may be loving yourself. It may be being compassionate to yourself. It may be forgiving yourself. All of these come under the umbrella of selfish. And many of you guys will say, well, that's not what it says in the dictionary, or that's not what society looks at selfish. You get to redefine what that means for you. I love when my clients have these thoughts because then we get to look at where does this come from. And a majority of the time, it's this ingrained subconscious dialogue that is telling you that your job is to give and sacrifice for others at all times, at work, at home, everywhere you go. And if and when you choose to do something for yourself, it's bad, right? It's not good. It's looked down upon. People are going to have a lot of thoughts and feelings about your choices. Now, I want to tell you guys, people are not thinking about you. And if they are, it's not about you. So one of the things I like to remind myself is what anyone thinks about you is none of your business. And I shorten it because my kids taught me about nunya. They're like, it's none of your business, right? So it's none of your business if someone does have thoughts about you. But a majority of the time, people are thinking, constantly thinking about themselves and how they're being judged, how they're being perceived. So what if you take a solo trip by yourself with your own money that you have earned because you work so hard to get educated? If you were a man, you wouldn't be thinking about this at all. Especially if you were a white man, right? I want you guys to think about the last time that idea came into your head about being selfish. What were you doing or thinking about doing? How did it feel in your body? And for how long did that conversation go on in your head? And the best part is, what was all the evidence that you came up with in your head of why it was or wasn't selfish? And finally, how much time and energy did you spend on that? I've started giving myself permission to prioritize things that I need. And initially, especially when people first start working with me, one of the reasons they come to me is because they don't want to continue this cycle, right? With the next generation, right? They don't want to leave this legacy behind. And I think it's interesting how they're like, well, I want to do this work because it's for someone else. It's for my family. It's for my relationship with my partner, my parents, my siblings, with my kids. It's so that I don't pass down this to the other people, you know, my children. So we all come into this like, oh, it's good for somebody else. What if we didn't even need to do that, right? And I know that that could be too much of a stretch for a lot of us. But what if you wanted to do the work? You wanted to get better. You wanted to be happier for you. What is the worst that could happen? And most of the times, the answer to this question is, what will someone else think, right? What will my husband think? What will my mom think? What will my sister think? What will my boss think? What will my patients, what will my clients think? Everybody else, what will they think about me if I do this for me? As a community, we are constantly looking to reflect on our own being and existence based on how others show up and react. It's nothing new, right? It's something that's been there always. But what's changing is not wanting to spend all that time and energy analyzing, overanalyzing, overthinking all your decisions. We're already tired. We're already tired of making all the decisions all day long. So why add to the burden? So what if someone thinks anything about you? It's probably, I wish I could do that. I wish I had the guts to do that. I wish I gave myself permission. And if anyone has any negative thoughts about you, it's because that's how they think about themselves, right? It's never about you, it's about them. And this has been one of my biggest things I had to learn in this space. And in my journey in my 40s is like, stop taking things personally, right? If someone's talking to me because they want to be like you, right? What about their life is so tough for them that they are focusing on you? And it's opened up a lot of doors for me and allowed me to just feel more calm and rested and peaceful, less self-doubt, less spinning, less like back and forth conversations in my head. Selfish. Self-love, self-care, self-compassion, self-forgiveness, self-belief. We can just go on and on. And when you take care of yourself, you learn to be able to genuinely take care of other people in a way that doesn't create resentment, frustration, disappointment. You know exactly how to show up fully without needing a reciprocation, an appreciation. It's great if people give it, right? But if they don't, what happens? What happens inside of you? When you give from a full place and you show up in the world fully, your energy has a ripple effect on those around you, those who you connect with, those who you meet. It doesn't have to be your immediate family. It could just be your favorite barista. When you're in a fullness, you show up with kindness. You show up with forgiveness. You show up with space. I've noticed that shift in myself, that I have this energy about me because I just choose ahead of time that I'm tired of living to be accepted by everyone else and asking everyone else for permission to live my life. And I'm tired of trying to control other people and telling them how to live their life. This excludes certain safety restrictions when it comes to children. Y'all know about that. But other than that, it's like, let's all just live our lives. And when you love yourself and show up fully, it has a ripple effect on everyone around you. Like knowing or unknowingly, there's something about you, your confidence, right? Your joy, your energy, it's infectious in the most lovely way. Just like someone's negativity is infectious. Right? We have to work a lot harder to block that. But this, just bring it, it's like sunshine, bring it in. I have the most amazing sunlight in my office. And I am so grateful to have that, but I have to open my shutters to let the light in. Same way, guys, you guys have to open your shutters to allow for this light to come within you. And when you nurture it, you can give it to others too. You can share it. It multiplies, right? It doesn't divide. Selfish. Let's all be selfish. Let's all encourage each other to be selfish. Let's not judge or criticize others when they're taking care of themselves. Let's congratulate them. This is the work that I do with my clients. I have a client right now who decided she wants to live authentically, finally, for the first time. Right? She started in her late 40s. And we've been working together for some time. She has been magical for herself. She's given herself so much permission. And yeah, we worked really hard on this. But she's showing up fully. And I love that she's treated herself to a week-long vacation solo. And the hardest part is to be alone with your thoughts. The hardest part is to be present with yourself because you've been kind of running from all that. And it's self-love to do that, not selfish. And when you come back from caring for yourself, right? There's things we can do on a daily, weekly, monthly, annually that can fill that. But when you do that, when you come back, you have more space to create more support for others who need it. Right? You're more patience, more energy. Let's all be selfish. If you want and you're ready to live in freedom and not constantly overthink your thoughts and spin about it and constantly have these conversations in your head and worrying about everybody else, book a consultation. Let's make it happen now. Why wait till later? Why wait till the new year? Why wait, you know, when, if something else happens? You can create that for yourself just like I've done. I'm not special, right? I'm not a unique being that can do that. I've gone through so much struggles and I continue to do so. But the difference is I'm open to letting the sunshine in. Let me be that sunshine, guys. And let me teach you to how to open those shutters so you can let others be in your life too. Have a lovely day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.